Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's episode, a call from Donnie Baker. Plus, when the cast lost their virginity and cheese balls are back. After this classic Haywood Banks song.
Dead guys, a lot of famous dead guys didn't live as long as me. Oh, sure, they accomplished more in a lot less time, but they are dead, and what good does that do you? La 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 la. Now if I become real famous and they know me around the world, when I croak, everyone can say he sure didn't do as much as some other dead guy. But he had more time to do it in. La 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 la. Thank you.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're dusting off the funk.
Oh, nice job, Josh.
Thank you.
He's dusting.
I have a great idea. From the Napa Auto Parts Studios, Josh, you mentioned that we were talking about Barry Gibb because he was knighted.
I say he's from England. You say he's from Miami.
He's lived in Miami for 50 years.
He's from England. He was raised in Australia.
Well, we'll figure out that formula here in
just a second. I just want to say Josh has never seen the movie Saturday Night Fever, which does have a bunch of great music in it.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the soundtrack.
And the most miscast actor in the history of movies.
What? Who?
Karen Lynn Gordy as the love interest.
She's great.
She's horrible.
That's a good movie.
Horrible.
I'll let you know.
I disagree. You've never seen the film, but I was thinking, have you ever seen the famous dance number where Travolta's wearing the white suit?
Yes. Yeah.
I think we should teach you that dance and have you do that on video. Because you are a good dancer.
Why don't we just
I could try. I'm not as graceful.
Put his head on Travolta's body.
No, one, two, three. We could. That'd be fun because I know Christy is doing some big dance thing for.
We could dance together. We could recreate that.
Oh,
disco dance.
That'd be great.
Some dance thing. I'm kicking ass, taking names.
Try the one arm up and one arm down thing. Go ahead. Give it a shot. Oh God, yeah. I love it. You move well. Your head bobs. You've got kind of a nice.
Yeah, I get rather fluid.
He's got rhythm.
You do.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
He
Who
moves
could
well.
Ask for anything more?
You move well.
You do move.
You know
on.
What the next word he wants to use is? Considering.
Not at all.
Yeah, there are larger men that can.
No.
Chris Farley was quite.
Great dancer.
Agile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll be practicing because you're going to be in a small bass boat. You got to be delicate when you move in a boat, no matter how big or small you are, because the ballast could change.
It sure could, yeah.
And if there's great fish on one side of the boat, don't both you and your brothers all go over there, or you'll be. Swimming with the fishes, you see.
You see.
That seemed a lot longer way to go with the. I know it didn't.
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
Don't you want to know the formula for where you're from?
We'll get to that.
All right.
A Colorado woman returned her husband to jail after he was mistakenly released early. Talk about love. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Mesa County Sheriff's deputies at the county jail mistook 38-year-old James Reinerson for another inmate when they released him May 21st.
Ned
Reinerson?
He reportedly never corrected jail staff on the error, but when he told his wife what happened, she made Reinerson turn himself in that night. On Wednesday, Sergeant Henry Stoffel credited the inmate's wife for returning her husband to custody.
Wow. That's
I told you, man. That's amore.
That's going to be a that's going to be a fun argument. Don't you think? You're going back to jail. Can I at least have a conjugal visit while I'm home?
No, I have a boyfriend now. Get your ass back in the slammer.
Oh, that's what you think it is?
Maybe.
Speculating?
No, the phrase 30 days in the hole. Good news for somebody there. There must be a lot more to that story.
There must be.
If she took him back to jail. But congratulations on the jailers for not knowing who's who.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would think that would be kind of part of the gig, wouldn't it?
When you
know who you have incarcerated?
Yeah. Pretty important.
Could you grab that for me?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hello,
Hi, Donnie.
Maybe she tried to help him by doing that. You guys, you ever think about that? Because if he left on his own, then they get him for trying to escape jail and for trying to pump and run. Those are two charges.
Uh-huh.
So maybe she figured by turning, you know, and I thought the phrase, the old ball and chain, was just supposed to be an expression, but she made sure he was put back in shackles. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christy probably thinks it's wife of the year. But it's obvious to me she wears the pants in the family if she made him go back to being someone else's wife in prison. And you said the bail's only, what, $2,000?
Yeah.
Which means the wife only had to come up with 10% to get him. I mean, she obviously don't love him that much. If she can't, you know, chalk up $20 for his bail, you can scrape up $20 in the cushions of your couch.
Donnie, 10% of
$2,000
would be $200.
Oh, I got a big couch, and it's on a wicker frame. Anyway, same thing happened with my Uncle Big Ed. You guys remember Big Ed, right?
No.
Little Eddie's dad?
Mm-mm.
Big Ed's used a mattress and futons over off Route 9.
Oh, used futon. Oh, nice.
Well, it was formerly Big Ed's fireworks and fueling for him right before the big fire debacle of Circus 2008.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want
well,
to.
You guys, Big Ed was always getting in trouble with the law. I mean, for stupid stuff like one time indecent exposure, you know, because he was just mooning the ref over a bad call at Little Eddie's championship game and forgot all about the cheerleaders being there. So that was a charge. And anyways, about 3 weeks back, Big Ed gets picked up again for allegedly flashing a lady's red hat lunch at the El Gordo Buffet.
The red hat ladies?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Flash them.
Oh, you can imagine. So he's locked up for like 3 days. Then they end up releasing him on his own renaissance. Even the judge knew it was a trumped-up charge.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, Big Head comes home early, only to find my Aunt Donna in bed with the sheriff.
Ooh.
Wow.
I swear to God. He said, Donnie, I don't know who was more surprised to see who. you know, because the sheriff and my Aunt Donna are right there, both bunk naked. Then Big Ed snaps out of it, grabs the taser out of the cop's belt on the floor, hits Sheriff Maples right in the old gooch, man. Swear to God.
That's gonna
he
hurt.
Said, Donnie, if it was a deer, I would have dropped him. But he's got the worst luck ever, because when he tased him, the sheriff just starts thrashing around more on top of my Aunt Donna. And within seconds, she and the sheriff both reached a big O at the same time.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Hmm.
I said, like, if I see him after being part of the weirdest threesome ever, I would have taken that taser and aimed it right at my face, try to burn the memory of that vision right out of my corner. I'm going to tell you the same. And he sure as hell wouldn't vote for, you know, for him for sheriff next election.
No.
But there are some French benefits he got out of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My Uncle Ed don't never pay to park at the fair no more. And he knows he's only a stun gun away from giving my Aunt Donna multiples anytime she wants them. So he's got that going for him. Heard you guys playing some Bee Gees tapes and stuff.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, they knighted, Barry Gibb, yeah.
Yeah, you'll never know who their biggest fan was.
Who?
Tim Wilson loved the Bee Gees more than Eric Clapton and Greg Allman's combined.
That's true. He did.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's crazy when you think about it, because he's the farthest thing from a BG, just, you know, on the surface and stuff. And I was going to let Chick know, I cured the whole problem about this soccer thing. How's come soccer sex?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Chick, what you do is, okay, who cares if scoring's down? Maybe we can't change it. But it's always upset me that the goalies just stand there with nothing to do. They look like them dicks on the exit ramp that didn't have enough of work ethics to make the cardboard. Swear to God.
Yeah.
So what I would do, and me and Scotty Winkler's talking about this,
yeah.
Okay, give the goalies more of a purpose in the game. Hand each goalie a set of yard jarts. That way, when the ball in play starts coming your ways, you can just flip these in the air, and at least the guy who's trying to score is forced to keep his head on a swivel. I swear to God. Tell me that wouldn't work. You're going to have a lot more action, a lot more blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MMAs and soccer had a baby.
See you down. There's an idea. Jarts on the field. Thank you very much. Now, there's we're talking about Barry Gibb being knighted. And the music to Saturday Night Fever. And
Beaches makes you smile, doesn't it?
The problem we're having
here. Especially
I was,
the early.
I was pointing out that Mr. Gibb lives in Miami. So I said, yeah, he's from Miami.
No, he's not from Miami.
I should have said
you're going to like this.
He's from Miami now.
You might be right.
Okay. Uh-oh, what?
Well, I haven't read about it lately, but I believe he was born in England, and then they moved to Australia,
yes.
And then they became famous. And what have you got?
According to this formula from someone on Twitter, it says that you are from wherever you lost your virginity.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Josh, I guess you're from the back of a Buick.
Why is that a bad thing?
Chick from a bus station somewhere near Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, I was at a bus station. Thanks, Tom. No, I'd be from...
Where were you,
be?
Summer camp boy?
Wasn't it summer camp?
Well, I see.
Bus station, back from the scene, station wagon, summer camp. No. That's not possible.
I went to summer camp when I was, 13.
I bet a lot of people lost their virginity when they were.
Yeah,
13, heck yeah. 14?
Not this soldier.
Yeah, and Nora, how old were you, Chick?
19.
Me too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
West Virginia, actually, yeah.
There you go.
That
doesn't seem to be a... I thought there was some kind of formula.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a
formula. What would have made you happy? Something 23andMe where they would have genetically... tells
your DNA was found in this hospital, and that's where you...
I thought it would have been like if you've lived somewhere between the ages of 1 and 10, that kind of thing. An actual formula.
You too, Josh.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying what I thought it might be.
It's like a fun thing, like the porno name or the whatever the other name.
Yeah, it is kind
thing
of
we do.
So blah, I'm from blah, Fenton, blah. Missouri.
There you go. See,
Fenton.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Tom's not going to share it because he's
Christy hasn't shared hers.
Sex.
What?
Where you're from?
Oh, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'll say it.
Oh, okay.
No mistake there.
What was his name? Full name. I'm teasing.
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Paramus, New Jersey.
No, that's false. Okay. Christy, what else have you got over there?
A driver in Miami, Florida filmed a guy clinging to the hood of a car speeding
this.
Down the highway.
He was going really fast.
Yeah, 70 miles an hour. Daniel Maida was driving down I-95 Sunday night when he saw the man wearing a tank top, shorts, and sandals on the hood of the car next to him.
None of that is surprising, by the way.
Maida took a video of the scene, showed the seemingly unfazed rider on his belly. This is where you're not going to be surprised.
What's
clinging
your policy
to the
on...
car with one hand and holding a cell phone with the other.
What's your policy on sandals, Tom?
My policy?
Yeah, I mean, my policy... You don't wear sandals or flip-flops if you're a man unless you can...
Go to the beach?
Go to the beach. You're on the beach, you can wear the... Or if you're at home, by yourself, you can wear sandals.
You wear sandals anytime you
no.
want.
No. Wear a shoe. Be a gentleman.
Wow,
put a
cover
shoe
your
on.
Feet.
Put a sock on and a shoe and cover your feet.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
Well, that was
well, they didn't have much
Chick
choice,
wants you to
think.
Be wearing they, Nikes.
I don't think that applies here. Jesus.
You're talking about today.
That's right.
So you don't approve of sandals?
They didn't have any other footwear but sandals back then, correct?
I believe I am.
Didn't I don't think they had boots or anything.
Didn't you know someone who had some kind of horrific... accident.
I knew a gentleman
his
who had
foot.
No big toe on his left foot and insisted on wearing sandals.
That's.
I don't like shoes. The shoe's not for you, my friend. It's for us.
Cover that up.
So I'm sorry. Could we get back to this idiot clinging to a car?
Was he just doing it for the video?
I'm sure he was because he had the phone in one hand and his, I would bet.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, he's okay, though. No one got killed.
Not that I know, yeah.
That could have gone badly real quick.
Yeah, sure. And for a lot of people, not just him. That's what a jackass. Yeah.
So was he calling his friends?
No, I think he was shooting a video for YouTube, probably. Would be my guess.
Because you got to be careful if you're calling from the hood.
The hood!
And you have to be careful if you're calling from the hood.
So two jokes there.
That are uncomfortable as the day is long.
You realize that the younger generation, all they care about now is becoming stars on YouTube and on social media. That's the whole thing. It's unbelievable what people will do.
Well, remember the guy that had his girlfriend shoot him?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot him through the phone book?
Yeah.
That poor girl. She didn't want to do it.
Just went to trial.
I know. Did you hear the tapes?
Yes.
She goes, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And he's begging her.
Yeah, well, Darwin at work. One less moron in the world.
Oh, boy.
I don't
feel bad. How about a happy story?
Please.
Well, the cheese lovers.
Does his family do the same thing? Thin the herd?
No. Thanks to the dedication over the past 12 years, fans of Planters cheese balls have gotten Planters to bring them back.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Starting in July, Planters cheese balls and cheese curls will roll out on grocery store shelves nationwide and online, starting at $1.99.
They're doing it now because with this humidity, a lot of people are thinking about cheese balls.
Oh.
Is there a topic we can bring up that you can't ruin?
Yes, Mr. Peanut rewarding a few of the fans who went above and beyond to help bring cheese balls back.
I'd like, as Josh said off the air, I'd like to think that we're partially responsible.
I mean, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago with no knowledge that this was in the works.
We love the cheese balls.
They're giving them one of the first deliveries of their favorite 90s snack, so we'll be waiting at the door.
All right. My grandpa used to get them. Nothing like opening that fresh can of cheese balls.
You remember those, right?
No.
Get that cheesy queef.
Tom doesn't care. Never had them.
What about your grandma? Did your grandma like the cheese balls?
I believe so. Mm. What are you insinuating? That she liked a...
cheesy ball?
I see. A sweaty testicle? Is that what you want to know? Did grandma like a sweaty testicle?
And now, welcome to teabagging with grandma.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was a nice.
Did you know that
that is a happy story?
The reason I thought of that. Did you see this article? People in China have lined up for hours to buy cheese tea.
Ew.
No.
Tea. It's tea with a thick. I'm reading right here. Tea with a thick, frothy layer of cheese liquid on top is a phenomenon in Beijing.
That sounds horrible.
Am I the only one that noticed? Do you hear what he just did? No, we're not going to talk about cheese balls.
No, because it's relatable and everybody loves them.
We're going to talk about cheese tea, something that disgusts everyone.
Man, why would they do this?
I don't know.
Not Gouda.
Well, there's
one. Okay. There you go.
All right, sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
If only you were.
Sorry at all.
Do you ever put milk in your tea?
I don't drink tea, Tom.
You don't drink tea?
No.
That explains a lot.
No. Really?
Oh, really?
My problem.
You ever put whiskey in your water?
Sugar in your tea?
What are all these crazy questions?
Mama told me not to come.
Okay. Go ahead.
Three Dog Night should be in the Hall of Fame.
Police in Anchorage, Alaska are on the lookout for a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yep. Yeah, we'll wait till you hear what he did.
Okay.
He made off with a donut out of the parking lot.
Get that squirrel and kill it!
In the video posted on the police department's Facebook page, the squirrel is seen with what appears to be a glazed donut clenched in its teeth as it runs through the parking lot.
Man, that's funny.
The department called it a straight-up felony and added it's just simply rude.
Oh, that's funny.
Felony.
See, the thing is, I think we're prejudiced because I would have assumed it would be a raccoon.
Yeah.
Raccoon, the thieves of the rodent world.
Sure, because they wear a mask.
We have a lot to get to here in the Bob and Tom program, including some sad news.
Oh.
The death of the most famous nudist activist. Did you know there was a nudist activist out there?
No, so how?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I know about the nude cowboy in Times Square.
Not really naked.
Naked cowboy. And then the nude dude who had his own island in Japan who's now been moved off of it.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah,
he
but
anybody.
I did not know about this nude.
Yeah. Did you see that story? In Japan.
Yeah. He wasn't bothering anyone. Decided to leave.
Leave civilization?
Yeah, and moved out to this little island. He was living out there all by himself. His clothes got washed away by a typhoon, so he was just naked on this island for 30 years.
Yeah.
And now they're making him come back to Japan and put him in some kind of home. Or
yeah, some government housing.
Yeah. Sad.
Poor guys.
Who was he bothering?
Wait a minute.
Nobody.
So the storm was so severe it tore his clothes off?
And he said he just wanted to, he goes, I want to die here. I just want to die on this island.
I want to go. He's been living on this island.
Yeah, I'm with Chick, though. I'm skeptical of the storm took my clothes off.
Yeah. He was humping the palm trees.
Yeah. And it also put this coconut in my ass.
It was a horrible
story. I mean, Doc.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.